The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm also now the mom of an active duty son, a longtime writer for the military spouse world, and the author of the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I created this podcast to bring you inspiration as you navigate your own military life, which can be amazing while also challenging. Whether you're dealing with a move, deployment, raising military kids, keeping your military marriage strong, or employment issues, we're going to talk about it. Military spouses, we're only stronger together. My goal is to bring you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey. Hello, I'm Jen, and I'm so glad that you're joining me today. So today's episode is all about resources for military parents. But before we get into that, I wanted to tell you to be sure and listen all the way through. We will be playing a brand new single from country music artist Jenny Lee Miller, and it's called God and Country. So we'll play that new brand new single for you, and then we're going to be talking to her for a few minutes about her experience and why she wrote it. She went into the Army at age 18, and I think her parents weren't expecting that from her, and she's going to share a little behind the scenes look at all of that and then tell you where you can find her song, which is beautiful and amazing. She's got an amazing voice. So make sure and listen all the way through and enjoy. Today's episode is for the parents of military members. If you're not the parent of somebody in the military, I think you might still find some helpful resources, or at the least you can pass it on to your own parents and in-laws. Just remember, you can always find the complete show archives and any resources I mention at millspousematters.com. Just click the podcast tab and you can find past episodes, show notes, resources, and along with easy buttons to subscribe. And as always, I would love it if you subscribed and left a 5-star review wherever you're listening. So welcome to you. Whether it's your first time joining me or you're a longtime listener, I really hope I can share something today that's useful or encouraging to you. So my husband retired a few years ago from the Air Force after being on active duty for 31 years. When he had served for 25 years, our oldest son came to us and announced that he had decided to join the military too. It came as a shock, I will say, because he had always discussed other career plans and had said he was tired of moving around. I've written an article called Military Spouse to Parent of Active Duty, another one called A Letter to My Active Duty Son, about the conflicting feelings that hit me when he left for basic training and how different it was to watch my own child take on a life of service as opposed to my spouse, whom I'd always known as a military member. I'd met him. He was an airman in the Air Force. So this is a quote from that article, and this is directed to my son. It's different with you, of course, and I feel fiercely protective. I was not prepared for the wave of emotion that threatened to choke me the day you boarded the plane to leave for basic training. I've always had the mindset of the all-volunteer force, you know. If no one volunteers, where will our country be? But I will admit that there are times when dark thoughts hit me in the quiet hours of the night. The military has my husband. Does it need my child too? With all the policy changes lately, is this a good decision for you and your wife? What about my future grandchildren? Will the military be good to you all? Is it worthy of you? So that's kind of what I went through when he left for basic training and more. But if you have no background as a military family, you may not even know what to expect. I was on the Spouse Angle podcast talking about our son being deployed and basically in the same conflict that my husband was there for at the beginning. Elaine Bry came on the show on episode 22. She is the author of Be Safe, Love Mom, and she is just a wealth of resources and knowledge about being the parent of a child in the military, because I believe all of her children served or have served or are serving. And at the time, I believe she'd been through 17 deployments of her kids. So she is the expert, and I will link to her site. She just has so much good to share. But I did want to share a few tips with you today. If your child has gone into the military and you just aren't really sure how to cope with it, the dust settles, your child graduates from their military training or receives their first set of orders, or maybe even goes on their first deployment. Even for me, I thought, you know, I've got this. I know how this whole military thing works, but it's so different as a military parent. Like, I knew a lot of the lingo. I knew what to expect, but it's different when it's your kid. So whether you're like me or you're just looking for some information, here are a couple of things I've learned over the past years of our son serving in the military. When they leave for basic training or technical school, or their first military exercise, don't make it harder on yourself by picturing your baby sleeping outside in the rain or getting yelled at by an instructor. Just resist the temptation to picture those scenarios in your head, because you want it to be tough. You want it to be tough because you want them to get stronger. You want them to learn how to push their limits so that they can withstand the rigors of service, or if, God forbid, they have to go into battle. Whether that means they're actually fighting or just simply doing their job safely and well, you want them to be prepared. And that was one of the points Elaine made on her episode, and it was a good reminder for me. You want it to be hard during their training. Another thing to remember is that as the parent, you come second now. No matter what your relationship was before, it is time to step aside. Give your child the freedom to serve without worrying about you. Of course, you're still going to talk. You're still going to love them. You'll still communicate. But the demands of the military come first. And I hate to break it to you, but if your child is married, you come third. It's their spouse. So if your child is on a remote assignment and has limited communication, they're naturally going to reach out to their wife or husband first. Understand that. And that is another reason for you to keep that relationship with your son or daughter-in-law healthy. So that can sound harsh, but that's reality. I don't want that to be an unwelcome surprise, so prepare yourself. Again, these are some things I've written in several articles that I'll link to so that you can see it if you want. For communication, figure out what they're comfortable with. Leave it to them. Visiting, if they live in a different state or country now, work it out together. How often will you see each other? Make the effort to go see them. Don't expect them to always come back to you. That's not fair. If they've left on deployment or coming home, do they want you there for the homecoming? Would they prefer to come visit you? Do they want you to come maybe a couple weeks after, especially if they have a family? Communicate. Make the communication and visit something you work at together. Don't just leave it to chance. The last thing I would tell you is, remember that you do not have to carry this burden alone. Other parents of military know exactly what you're going through. I'll be honest, during our son's first deployment, that was rough. I thought I was prepared. I had been through many deployments and separations from my husband, but that was very different. I felt like I was walking around in a gray cloud. You know, every day I prayed for him. I thought about him. But there was a helplessness of not knowing what was really going on with Matthew. So hearing from other people that had been going through what I was going through helped a lot. And I will point you to some of those resources in just a moment. But another tip for that, as far as carrying the burden alone, give yourself something else to think about. If they are away at basic training or on a deployment or something hard or just away from you, give yourself goals that you're meeting. One of the things Lane Bryce said was that she, I think, walked the number of miles that it would take for her to walk to Afghanistan during one of her children's deployments. I might be getting the specifics wrong, but I remember the idea of it. And I thought that was just brilliant because it gave her something actionable, something measurable to work on every single day to check off those miles. I had another friend that her goal was to create a whole quilt while her child was deployed, and she got the whole thing done while he was gone. So you have to give yourself something else to focus on that's productive, because it is really easy to sink into that funk and worry about your child. And that is normal. So as far as not carrying the burden alone, just remember there are lots of resources for you. I will direct you to Elaine Bry's Facebook page for military parents. It's called Be Safe, Love Mom. My podcast with her called When Your Child Goes Into the Military, episode 22. Look for support groups through your place of worship or in your community. Just do a search for parents of military. Every service branch offers support. There's the U.S. Army Parents and Family, the National Guard for Parents, Marines.com for parents and mentors, Air Force for parents, Air Force Reserve for parents, Air National Guard for parents, and Navy for families. Operation We Are Here has a ton of resources listed. I'm going to tell you about a couple of those, as well as there are a couple of books. One is called Battles of the Heart, Boot Camp for Military Moms by Tracy Chambadi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I am very sorry. Some other books for military parents, A Civilian's Guide to the U.S. Military. Now, I'm just giving you a list. I have not necessarily read all of these, but these are just some places for you to start. Another one is called A Prayer Journey Through Deployment, Basic Combat Training by Army Mom, Army Strong, Battles of the Heart, Boot Camp for Military Moms. Again, I will list these all out. You don't have to try to remember them. Courage After Fire for Parents of Service Members, Strategies for Coping When Your Son or Daughter Returns from Deployment. Everyone Serves by Blue Star Families. It's a handbook for military, family, and friends of service members during pre-deployment and reintegration. Couple more. Mom's Field Guide, What You Need to Know to Make It Through Your Loved One's Military Deployment. My Son is a Marine. Rise Up Military Moms. That's an interactive journal aimed at helping you find strength and resilience, whether you're sending your child off to a deployment, basic training, or boot camp. It's not just a book, it's a guided journal. The Heart of a Military Mom is a newer one. There's another book called While My Soldier Serves, Prayers for Those with Loved Ones in the Military, and that's by different military family members, parents, spouses, and others. And full disclaimer, I did write a selection for that. And then there's another one that's from 2007 called Your Soldier, Your Army, A Parent's Guide. So there are, like I said, there's so many places to find support. You do not need to go this alone. You have raised an amazing son or daughter who has chosen a life of service. And while it may not have been what you would have chosen for them at this point, it's time to support them and be there for them and let them know that you're there for them and you want to help them in whatever way they need. You know, be open to them telling you what they need. There is so much more to know as a military parent, but I hope this is a good start for you. Please take care of yourself. Find some healthy distractions while your child is away or inaccessible or has just moved across the country or the world. You can find creative ways to stay in touch and send care packages. Listen to some of the upcoming episodes. I'm going to be talking about sending care packages as well as care packages for family members. And practical tasks can always help you pass the time when you feel overwhelmed. But you know what else? When all else fails, it's okay to sit and think about your baby and shed a tear or two because you're still their parent after all. And remember, military mom and dad, you have got this and you are not alone. I am right there with you, and so are so many other parents all around the world. Like I mentioned, here is the brand new single from Jenny Lee Miller called God and Country.
I was just a little girl at 18. Mama couldn't understand why I wanted to wear green. I knew there was more than this small town, so I packed my things and I headed out. From ribbons in my curls to tying my hair up high, to counting the days when I had to say goodbye. From ballet shoes to dress blues, from pom-poms to parachutes, the little girl just grew up way too fast. When they asked me why I went in, I say to protect the ones I love and stand up for the weak, to believe in something bigger than me, to live for God and country. What he asked for, and I'm nothing compared to those who died, those who gave all, who gave their life. When they ask me why I went in, I say
So, hey, everybody, we just shared with you the song God and Country, and now we are talking to the artist behind it. Today, I am speaking with Jenny Lee Miller, a country music recording artist and former U.S. Army intelligence sergeant. She's releasing her debut single, God and Country, which is a patriotic, as you heard, nostalgia-infused tune on all digital retail and streaming outlets on Friday, November the 6th, 2020. So here's a little bit about Jenny. Hailing from the Constitution State, Jenny Lee Miller is a dynamic and powerful vocalist akin to the women of country trendsetters like Reba, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, and Faith Hill. Just 2 weeks after high school graduation, she enlisted in the Army to achieve the rank of sergeant and served as an intelligence analyst. During her time in the Army, she was stationed in Arizona and Texas and deployed to the Middle East. Throughout her tour overseas, writing and performing country music for her friends served as a creative and healing outlet that brought comfort during her deployment. The hobby became the launching pad to her true passion, and she dove into writing and recording her own songs. Jenny Lee Miller made her debut in the country scene in 2019 with the single Driving with the Top Down. The New Englander has since performed at Jamfest in Hawkinsville, Georgia, Sailfest in Boston Greenfest. Committed to fellow veterans as a priority, she made a guest appearance at the Yellow Ribbon Fund in Knoxville, Tennessee, and at the Nashville VA Medical Center. You can connect with Jenny Lee Miller at jennyleemiller.com. That's Jenny, L-E-I-G-H, Miller.com, and on Facebook and Instagram. So welcome, Jenny, and congratulations on the release of your song.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, even though we were already a military family, when our oldest son decided to go active duty, it was a little bit of a shock because that's still my little boy. So your song really resonated with me, especially the lines like, you know, your dad's little girl grew up too fast. So I think it just kind of hits home for military parents for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, congratulations on your family's service. I just wanted to really credit like my parents, because going in at 18 was very hard on them because they had other aspirations for me, like college and kind of doing normal things. And I just didn't want any of it. I mean, I got into decent schools, but I just wanted to serve. So,
yeah. Well, what made you decide to write your song? You had made this decision to go into the military, and maybe it wasn't exactly what you thought it would be, or was it like what you thought it would be?
It was actually what I expected. You know, I got a good, decent deployment. I had some great stations where I went, really good schools. If you can do whatever you want to do when you set your mind to it there. I mean, there's so much support. There's people, there's peers that will help you. There's leaders, you know, the resources are there. It's just like anything in life. You know, you really want something, they give you the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. And how many years did you serve?
I served 4 years.
Oh, and thank you for your service. Absolutely. Well, and it doesn't sound like you came from a military oriented family.
Yes, you're right. I had two grandfathers that served in Korea and Germany, but you know, my parents didn't. But now I actually have a little brother who's 21 that is determined, and he's actually going to be leaving in the next couple of weeks for the Army.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, now, how do your parents feel about that? They kind of...
Well, they've been through it already, so they, you know, but I'm actually having a hard time because he's the baby, and I'm like, no, yeah. I don't want you going.
I know. It's just so strange it was different for me for my husband because I met him as active duty. Then when our son decided to go in, I was kind of like your parents, like, wait, are you sure? And are they worthy of you? I don't know. You know, like you want to serve your country, but it's personal.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your upcoming single. I read a little bit about it. But give us the scoop behind all of it.
Yeah. So that single is called God and Country. And I wrote it in 2018. And it had been a couple years since I'd been out of the military. And for years, I wanted to write a song about serving, but it really didn't come to me. Then I had this idea and I started writing lyrics down, and my husband's like, you need to do something with this song. And I was like, really? Is it, you like it? He's like, no, this is really, I want this song. I need you to write it. So he sat there with me and kind of encouraged me to write it. Cause that's a big task to talk about, like the service, like what are you going to write about? Right. So I wanted to kind of give it personal touch, but also talk about female perspective. And then talk about, you know, my relationship with God, how that was stronger. And just, I kind of touched on a lot of things, I think. So that's what I wanted to do.
And you talk about too, you know, the ones that didn't make it. I think there's always that feeling of not necessarily guilt. I don't know if that's the word, but just, you know, paying tribute to those that didn't come out of it.
Right. I mean, I have visited a lot of people who didn't make it in Connecticut. There's some, memorials up in Manchester, Connecticut. And, you know, just guys that were like 18 went to Iraq. And, you know, it's just, that could have been me. That could have been my friends. That could have been anybody. That is important because those are the people that, you know, really gave the ultimate sacrifice. And I wanted to credit those people.
Yeah, I think you did a great job with that. You know, as a young woman going into the Army, if you were talking to somebody that was thinking about that as a young woman, what would you tell them like to be prepared for? What advice would you give?
Yes. So I would really just work on your confidence. You know, when I went in, I was this 18-year-old preppy girl from Connecticut. And, you know, I talked in a very high voice. As soon as I got there, there were females like, you cannot use that voice.
Really?
Use your real voice. Yeah. You can't. And when you're raised like that, my mother was very you know, she was very traditional and it just wasn't, you know, and so you clean it up. But I would say the biggest thing is just, you're going to find your confidence, but it might take a while, and don't get discouraged because you're with a sea of men, you know, you're going to have to prove yourself too, big time, prove yourself with athletics or your job or whatever. So.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah. And you were overseas and that's when you really started writing your song. So what was that kind of born out of? Were you lonely or was it just that you had these feelings you needed to express about your experience?
Yeah, so I was really, I mean, those songs back then were so, they were bad. Like I didn't know how to write, you know, and I was just learning guitar. So I really, about a year after I got back, I wrote a song called Beautiful World. And that was a channeled, you know, feeling because I had, you know, been all over the world with the deployments, but, you know, then I came home and I was like, wow, even though like there's a lot of bad in this world, there's good too. And then I started to really come to terms with my emotions and get them into writing. Cause it's like, as you know, it's a process writing, you know, you feel something, but then how do you get it to the paper?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it can be really therapeutic. And there's things I've written that they're just for me.
Yeah. So
you did make that leap to share it with the rest of the world. And you said your husband was behind that.
Yeah, he was. He's always been like my number one cheerleader because I had dated other people before. And a lot of guys don't like their woman on the stage. They just don't want to deal with it. And he's just a trooper. He's out there, you know, setting up with the band and driving. And it's just, it's like, it's nice to have that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, well, let's talk to parents of other military members for just a moment, since this episode is going to be about parents of active duty military. I'm a military mom, and I think my son is incredible and capable. He's going to be turning 30. I mean, he's not a little child. You know, he's been in the Air Force now for about 7 years. But I still worry about him. He's still my child. So the lines in your song that said, I broke my daddy's heart when I went to war. His little girl was strong, but this is not what he asked for. I mean, I really did relate to that because, like I said, even though you're patriotic and you want to serve your country, you kind of go, that's my kid.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe share something that helped your parents deal with that. And even as you deployed, was there something specific or just how they learned to cope that could maybe help other military parents?
Yeah. So, you know, my father, he just like when I was deployed, he came back and his hair was gray.
So, oh, bless him.
Yeah. And I would say that, you know, he wrote me letters every day when I was in basic. We just really kept in touch. And if anything, our relationship got stronger because we were keeping in communication as best as we could. And I understand a lot of places you cannot talk to anybody. You're going to be dark for a year and that's fine. But as long as you make communication when you can, I think that really, really helps. And sending care packages really got me through things. And basically him hearing from me like made his day. So.
Oh yeah. And then did they join some sort of support group or anything, you know, on their end, or was it just more kind of figuring out as they went along?
I think they might've, I'm not sure what they had back when I was in, but I'm sure there was Facebook groups and stuff like that, that they were part of. We had a local police in Connecticut that also sent me care packages, which really was so sweet. They were in Katrina and everything. So the communities are involved as well. And that's another thing that really is special.
Yeah. Well, it helps you to know that you're not alone, either the family members or the deployed person, just to know that there are people that still remember and care. I think that means a lot.
Absolutely.
Well, as we get to close, I'm going to give you an opportunity to give a message to military parents or families who have deployed loved ones, family or friends. What would you like to say to them?
So I would like to say to them, you know, just hold on a little bit longer. They'll be coming home and, you know, definitely keep the communication up. Tell them how much you think of them. Even if you think that you're saying it too much to them over there, it's not enough because they don't have anybody over there and they need that extra love. They need the letters. The handwritten letters are just, in my opinion, the most special. So I would say just keep doing that.
That's good advice. It's something so simple, but so meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And I wish you all the best on your song.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And you can find her song, God and Country, on all streaming platforms, November 6th. That's this week. And we'll put a link in the show notes to all the places that you can find Jenny Lee Miller. Thank you again, Jenny.
Thank you.
To protect the ones I love.
Thanks for listening to the Middle Spouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at MiddleSpouseMatters.com or on social media as at MiddleSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.